IMG Audio works with the biggest sporting brands.
And when he taps this in, he's your champion golfer for 2014. Rory McIlroy, at last he can enjoy the moment. Punches the air, Rory McIlroy is the man.
The Open is the one that we all want, the one that we all strive for, and to be able to hold this claret jug is an incredible feeling.
You're listening to Live at Wimbledon Radio on Wimbledon.com, 87.7 FM, and the official Wimbledon apps.
This is the cradle of our sport, the centre court. It doesn't get any bigger than Wimbledon, so it's a privilege and an honour to open this year's Wimbledon campaign on the centre court.
They are the Fanatics. They are going off to Court 2, where they're going to see Nick Kyrgios and Leighton Hewitt in action. And have you come to cheer him on because you know that you're going to lose the cricket later on this summer?
A warm welcome to Wimbledon. Stephen Fry, how are you?
I'm extremely well. Always very happy to be in this wonderful, magical place.
Backhand volley from Federer. Murray incredibly gets there and makes a winner! And that's just preposterous tennis!
Robin Söderling has just tweeted, with regard to that game before last, he says, probably the best game ever played. Hashtag goosebumps.
Welcome to the official Barclays Premier League podcast, brought to you by Barclays.
Well, I'm delighted to say we are joined now by Chelsea's all-time leading goal scorer and one of the Barclays Premier League's greatest ever players, Frank Lampard.
I'm enjoying the role at Chelsea.
Welcome to the show, Everton boss Roberto Martinez, and thanks for joining us, Roberto.
Pleasure.
Midfielder Lucas Leiva joins us now.
Yeah, I felt great, and this season has been very good for me so far.
There it is! Manchester United have got the point they needed! They are the champions of England for the 18th time.
The four-time whistle blows. The eight goals that Chelsea have scored today have given Chelsea their first Premier League title in 4 years.
New Zealand have won back-to-back World Cups.
I think we can safely say that the best team won on the day. That performance here was truly, truly clinical.
You're listening to Cricket Radio, live from the ICC World 2020.
Stuart Broad, final ball of the match, runs into ball round the wicket. Skiverley hits it straight back at him. Run out chance and he's missed it. And they can get through for an overthrow. And they have. And Holland have won. Holland have won at Lord's against England.
If the Queen of England, the President of the United States, the Pope and Muhammad Ali walk down Fifth Avenue, a lot of people would say, who are those three people with Muhammad Ali?
I have to say, you know, in the beginning, there were times you wanted him to get knocked on his ass. Because who could be that verbose? Who could be that confident?
And that's what this show, The Nation's Playlist, is all about. We're going to get the festival goers to generate the music by telling us what's on their MP3 players and why. We're essentially sticking the people around us on shuffle. So, for the next hour here on Radio 2, Glastonbury picks the music.
I'm Michael Parkinson. Welcome to My Kind of Music.
Hello and welcome to the Race to Dubai show, and it's double Dubai delight for Rory McIlroy as he claims both the DP World Tour Championship and the Race to Dubai title.
To win the Race to Dubai and in the amount of events that I have, it just shows when I have played, I've played well.
Well, I'm very pleased to say that joining us on the line is Charles Schwartzel after another victory down at Leopard Creek. Charles, how are you feeling?
Yeah, no, I'm feeling very good this morning.
Andy Sullivan, Andy, how are you?
I'm a European Tour winner, so yeah, it's just unbelievable.
Henrik Stenson, congratulations.
Thank you. You know, it's just been a dream season for me, really.
It breaks for Bazour! It's brilliant! Richard Lee Bazour! And a huge goal in the Classica! As Ajax come from behind, that was a belter.
The most historic night in the history of Portland Timbers. They have won MLS Cup 2015.
Eleanor Simmons is going to do it. She's unbeatable.
And Oliveira comes through to take it on the line. Pistorius looks stunned. It's double goal for David Weir at London 2012. And there might be more to come.
A few happy memories of the Paralympics there. Hello, I'm Tanny Gray-Thompson.
I'm Mark Woods, and this is Tanny and Mark's Paralympic Feast.
Over the next 2 hours on 5 Live, we'll relive some of the highlights of the greatest Paralympics ever in the company of its British stars.
There it goes. Now then, he's watching this a little bit anxiously. Oh,
What a shot! Oh, it's almost in the hole! Oh, my goodness me! What a shot! He spun it back to no more than 18 inches, and that, I can assure you, is the Ryder Cup for Europe.
Sir Alex, what's this been like to watch? I know you've been at some fantastic occasions in your time, but this must be right up there.
Unbelievable.
I think it's an experience for everyone that fans up here in Scotland. For me, to be involved in the intensity of it all and right in the hub of it was something special for me.
UEFA Champions League Match Day Live is back.
Back for Ibrahimovic. Oh, he's done it again. Cross, shot, goal. Robert Lewandowski. And Gareth Bale has turned it in extra time. It is a brilliant hat-trick goal from Cristiano Ronaldo.
Diego Costa, edge of the penalty area, finds it in right-footed. Fabulous finish.
Messi on a hat-trick. So, so easy.
Pedro, back to Neymar. Neymar! Neymar clinches it. Barcelona can celebrate. They have won the UEFA Champions League.
If you like what you've heard and want us to make your event or organisation sound great, then please email imgaudio@img.com.